50-year-old Robert John Luckin had been scheduled in 3rd District Court at the Silver Creek Justice Center at 11 a.m. Monday, but the South Salt Lake Police Department reported that they responded to a call at 8:15 a.m. at a warehouse located a short distance away from State Street and 39th South. Officers found Luckin's body sitting in a small passenger vehicle in the building with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Salt Lake Police statement said the case is still under investigation. Luckin was arrested last spring. In November, he pled guilty to a second-degree felony theft charge for embezzling from the Park City chapter of the Fraternal Order of Police and one count of failing to pay over public money while he was custodian of the evidence room. That's a third-degree felony. Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter said it's a tragedy not only for the city's law enforcement family, but for the community.
Bob had many great attributes about him, and he had done a lot of great things. And it was unfortunate that this situation ended up the way it did. It certainly didn't need to go this direction, and we certainly, our heart goes out to his family and his survivors.
Chief Carpenter said they didn't have any inkling that this might be the outcome of Luckin's case.
No, I don't think anybody had any idea that this was certainly the way it was going to end up. We felt that this was just a serious event, but it was something that could have been overcome with time and going through the adjudication process.
Chief Carpenter said a lot of officers were close to Luckin. County Attorney David Bricky said it's a very sad day. He said after discussions with Deputy Prosecutor Matt Bates, his office was going to ask for some jail time at Monday's sentencing.
A lot of it was dependent on what Mr. Luckin was able to bring to sentencing for the victims. The Fraternal Organization of Police were the first victim owed the largest amount of money. Park City Municipal to the police department had a smaller amount. We were waiting to verify that he could provide some form of restitution to make that final figure known or shared with the judge.
Summit County Attorney David Bricky. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.